Heads up to this guy for his ability to keep moving on that play. Nick Westbrook Akina joins us now on 3HL. Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Doing well. Enjoying this day off.
Walk us through. I mean, we might as well just walk through that play since Joe Hunk just played the call, Mike Keith's call of that play. So in your head, do you think Tannehill's dead in the pocket? Well, you managed to keep moving while others were not. What was going through your mind as that play was developing?
Yeah, I remember looking back and seeing him, you know, get wrapped up, hearing the crowd, you know, get real loud, and usually that doesn't mean a good thing. But I guess as I was watching, the DBs were watching too, so they got caught lacking and looking in the backfield, and Ryan made a great escape, and you know, I was just even glad that he was able to find me open down the field, because it was like almost immediately after he rolled out, he had eyes on me somehow. So great awareness by him, and glad we were able to make that conversion.
What has it been like for you this year? And I know that's kind of a broad question, but you look at just, you know, Julio's in and he's out, and AJ's in and he's injured and he's out. And it's just, you know, for this offense as a whole, just kind of losing pieces, but yet you all of you seem to step in and step up when you need to. So for you personally, with all of those pieces coming and going, what has this season kind of been like?
I mean, it's been a great season to be a part of. I mean, personally, you know, obviously didn't have this many opportunities last year to be on offense. So just even having those opportunities has been great. And it's just been a blessing, really, to be able to step up and have the trust of Ryan and, you know, our coaches to put me in those situations.
You've been amazing against the Houston Texans also. Like, what is it again? Do you just hate the city of Houston? Like, what's going on? 11 receptions, 185 yards, and a touchdown. What's going on against the Texans here, Nick?
I don't know. My buddy from high school asked me the same thing. He's like, what they do to you? He posted it on his social media. Like, what Houston do to Nick? I really couldn't explain it. I just remember the first game. You know, obviously it was a dogfight and trying to fight back to win that game.
Yeah.
You know, it was poor conditions and just kind of just try to make the play whenever the ball was thrown to me. And, you know, kind of the same thing happened this game. And, you know, Ryan just delivered some great balls that gave me a chance. And, you know, I was just glad to be able to get in the zone as well.
Nick, from a player's perspective, man, let me in and move the blinds back a little bit. Let me look behind it. Mm-hmm. When you got Julio and AJ out there, your coverage is totally different. Do you feel? Right. How do you feel? Like, is it like a level of disrespect? Like, man, you gonna put these guys right here on me, man? You don't know who I am. And you go out there and make plays. Like, what's the difference in being in that one slot and then being able to be that third guy?
Yeah, definitely. When you're it's just you out there, just you and another receiver. You know that they're gonna treat you differently. You know that they're thinking, okay, the ball's really only going to go to you. But when you got Julio and AJ out there, you know, defense can't really know who that play is designed for. And I feel like that happened, you know, a lot this past week on Sunday, where, you know, they might try to shut one guy down, but then, you know, if we have the right concept up, then another guy's able to shine. So yeah, it makes it a lot easier for me. I love being able to be out there with them. I'm able to learn so much playing with them and in their room, but then being out in the field and during games and be on the same field and we're all out there running routes, I feel like it makes it easier for all of us.
You ever thought about going out there with a bill? Because you look like you were salivating out there, man, when you was getting the matchups that you had. Like, you was eating, bro. I ain't playing.
I might have to get one next time.
No doubt.
Nick Westbrook Akina, Titans wide receiver, joins us now. Number one seed. You know, we were talking with Saffold, did this show last Tuesday, and he said, you know what, I'm 12 years in. I've never been a one seed. I know it means a lot to the guys, but the way that you guys have held everything together, I think is one of the biggest stories in the NFL. Of course, because it's the Titans, it's getting overlooked. Not that any of us give a crap about that, but it's amazing to think about 91 different dudes out there trying to get you to the point where you are now. It's just phenomenal to think about the level of guy that's in that locker room.
Yeah. I mean, it's been awesome to just watch, you know, the guys come in, and you always talk about it. I've said it a bunch of times, that next man up mentality, but yeah. you know, there's so many guys who, you know, contributed to being able to have this opportunity to be the one seed and, you know, try to make a push for the Super Bowl. And it's just, it's awesome to be a part of, you know, the culture of it and just seeing guys buy in. It's just been awesome.
How would you describe your quarterback? How would you describe Ryan Tannehill?
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many different ways. I mean, he's an awesome leader, you know, just off the field, you know, just a great guy to have in the locker room, you know, bring camaraderie and just kind of like build our culture. It's the type of guy that you want. And then obviously on the field, you know, you see all the plays he's able to make, whether it's, you know, delivering a dime, you know, just a you know, crazy pass like that, you know, early, that early third down conversion that he threw to me, you know, there was a real tight window and he's able to just squeeze it in there and has all the confidence in the world to do it. But then he also can, you know, make, you know, defenses hurt with his legs too. And he's fearless in the pocket, you know, he's fearless running the ball. So I've just been blessed and lucky enough to have him as, you know, my first quarterback coming into the league, and kind of, you know, set that expectation of how a quarterback's supposed to be.
So I'm not going to lie. We kind of joke about it. Like, a press conference with Ryan Tannehill is probably, like, the most boring press conference you're ever going to hear. Because he just doesn't say anything. He doesn't give anybody bulletin board material. He doesn't say anything ever mean or, you know, that's just not in his...
Or entertaining.
Well, that too. Yeah. Like, he's just very business. Like, here you go. I'm going to not offend anybody or give anybody bulletin board material. So let us in on behind the scenes, Ryan Tannehill, as far as passion and competitiveness and all that. You guys see a different side?
Yeah. I mean, I always see his competitive drive, you know, in practice, you know, if we, you know, have, you know, small mistakes here and there, you know, he'll be quick to correct, but in a good way, in a constructive way, so that we understand like how important that detail is going to be when we get to game time. And then, you know, other than that too, like the passion he has just for, you know, his kids, seeing how awesome and connected he is with his family is great to see. And just, you know, overall funny dude too. We'll share, you know, videos and memes that are going around in the locker room and in the hot tubs and stuff.
Does he ever remind you that he was a wide receiver once? Because everybody else likes to talk about that.
He doesn't really make a point to do it, but yeah, I feel like everyone else will.
Memes in the hot tub. That's really interesting. Nick Westbrook again with us. Hey, so back to that play early in the fourth quarter. You guys at that point had, I don't know if you know this, but you had 11 plays for 16 yards in the second half at that point, and that's in the fourth quarter. Third and five with 10:22 left. So you catch that ball, you go down the field, you get pushed out of bounds, you're in Texans territory. Did you think in the moment, all right, that's it, we're going to go ahead and take this one?
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, obviously you never know what can happen, but I feel like, you know, that was a real crucial point in the game. And I'm actually still a little salty with myself. I really feel like watching it back, I could have scored.
You could have scored. I knew when it happened.
Yeah. just a little bit better stiff arm and it would have been a different story, but, you know, it might have worked out better, you know, took a little bit more time off the clock before we did score. But yeah, I felt like that was a crucial moment that we needed to kind of, to wrap it up and finish that game off with a win.
All right. We've talked about both these catches, the one early in the game across the middle on third down, which was put into a tight window and you got hammered. And then you've got this other play that Ryan Tannehill escapes and you're wide open and the ball seems like it's in the air for 5 minutes. Which one is more difficult, challenging to catch?
I felt like the wide open one, honestly, was a little bit more nerve wracking to catch, just because there's a little bit more time to think about it. you know, like at first I'm like, okay, he does see me, and I'm like, okay, now the ball's in the air. I'm like, am I in the right position? Did he overthrow me? You kind of start second guessing yourself, but you know, was able to make it right. But yeah, that first one was just pure reaction. The ball was up and down quick, and you know, Ryan put it in a place where I didn't get hit too hard, which was nice.
Let me ask you this, Nick. I'm a guy, man. I play basketball, man. So one, I would love to score the ball, but nothing on earth was like standing at half court and telling my point guard to run full speed with the guy defending him, trying to pressure him, and me sitting a screen at half court and he don't see it coming. And me hearing him, you know, that neck snap just a little bit, you know, crack his neck, loosen him up a little bit. You've been on the end of, man, cracking some of these big runs, man. When you go to block a guy to get a running back like Derrick Henry or somebody loose, man, what is that like? Like, what's your thought process? Like, everybody has a job to do. With you blocking like that, where did that come from?
I mean, it's something that we've always coached in the off season and, you know, during camp, is just making sure that we're finishing and, you know, everybody's on a body covering somebody up. I feel like that's kind of one of the bigger things about it, is just if you can cover a dude up and make sure he's not, you know, getting an arm out or, mm-hmm. you know, lunging for a tackle or, you know, an extra free hit that the running back's not expecting. It lets the running back, you know, do what he's paid to do and make people miss and make plays. So I feel like that's the biggest thing. I'm just trying to make sure my guy is not the one in on the tackle.
Do you talk a little bit of trash after you do it when you see Saffold and them guys pushing the pile like, I got me one too. Y'all look, I got me one too. When you break it.
Not really talking trash. I remember the one long one that Derek had against Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I remember I had like a pancake and then looking back at Roger and we were both celebrating down the field. All right.
I love it. I'm glad you guys went down that path because I heard a couple weeks ago your head coach on his show say, usually when there's a long run that we have, Nick Westbrook Akina is somewhere in there throwing the block.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he hands out praise very often, but he did on his show that day.
I don't think he does publicly.
No, yeah, I appreciate it. I always get updates from friends and family talking about, you know, what Vrabel says. So it's great to hear, and he'll sometimes mention it in the meeting rooms as well, which is nice.
So as we kind of look, a nice rest week this week for you guys, get bodies right for a hopefully long run. A lot of the talk, obviously, nationally is that the King will be back. How does Derrick Henry look?
Yeah, he's looked great at practice. You know, obviously being able to see him, or I've been through, you know, a foot injury myself, so I know how tough it is to get back through that. So I'm just excited to see what he's going to be able to bring to the table. And yeah, that's really all I can say, because, you know, who knows what can happen, but I just know that he fought, you know, to get back to where he's at right now and have a chance to be back out there.
Yeah.
So what's the biggest thing with a foot injury? It's just getting back out there and trusting it. Is that what the, like the
or
whole
is it conditioning yeah. or yeah. What's
I, I'm
biggest?
Just, I'm just wondering about the mental thing.
Yeah, for me, I got cleared like right as camp was starting, so it was kind of just, yeah, like trusting that, you know, it's strong enough to be able to be there. Obviously, there's gonna be a little bit of pain that you got, or not always a little bit, but there's gonna be pain you got to work through.
Mm-hmm.
There's like stiffness, and you know, it's just different. You know, you haven't been in the constant, you know, routine of running, cutting, stopping, right. So. You know, that's just something that you got to build up leading up to when you first come back. And, you know, it was tough for me, but I feel like, you know, I was able to come back through camp and have, you know, a better camp than I did last year. So that's with an ankle that I didn't feel as confident in. So, yeah, that was the mental side for me. And I'm sure, you know, Derek's built different. So I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do.
Derek's built different than anyone on this planet.
Definitely.
So there's that. But you guys did give him an extra couple of weeks, so that's really good.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, Nick Westbrook Akina, our guest. Appreciate it, brother. Keep it going, and it's going to be fun. Everything's got to come through Nashville. That's a good place to be.
Exactly. I can't wait. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
There he is, Nick Westbrook Akina, Titans wide receiver.